Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, iHeartRadio. 111 Productions. I am joined by the illustrious Amy Sugarman from San Francisco and Tara S. Where are you? In Southern California, aren't you?
I am. Yep.
And I am in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So hello, everybody. And this
and Danielle's still on that plane from New York.
Danielle's
been
on an airplane.
That plane for
right.
A week.
Right.
She'll be back soon.
It's the longest flight ever. And we're going to be doing
had a couple delays.
And this is the big one. Season 3, episode 16.
Oh my God, first
what?
The big what one. Happened? This is the big one. And then I was like, wait, what? And then I
that's the actual name of the show.
That's the title.
Yeah. Anyway, Tara, take it away.
All right. Let's start with Lorelai and Rory anxiously awaiting Kirk to hand them their mail. Rory says, guess I've got time to tie my shoes. Lorelai says, yeah, well, cobble yourself a new pair of Daniel Day-Lewis. So Daniel Day-Lewis.
My left foot? Is it my left foot? No?
Well, let me get into this fun fact. Daniel Day-Lewis is a three-time Oscar-winning actor, but Lorelai is referring to the time when Daniel Day quit acting in the mid-90s and moved to Venice, Italy, and became a shoemaker after he finished filming The Boxer. And his break lasted 5 years.
I thought it was from the movie My Left
Foot. My Left
Foot. Was that not Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes, but what's that got to do with shoes?
I don't know. I just thought My Left Foot. Because it's feet. I don't even know what that movie's about.
Well, no, because I just said because he moved to Italy to become a shoemaker.
After making that movie?
That was great.
But what movie did he make that made him want to move to Italy to be a cobbler?
No, he was just sick of the business.
He wanted to go do something else. Yeah.
It wasn't a movie that made him do it. It was like he was done.
But what the hell is My Left Foot about?
I have no idea.
No one expects much from Christy Brown,
Daniel Day-Lewis. It's a true story.
A boy with cerebral palsy.
Yes.
Born into a working class family. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
Had nothing to do with shoes.
Yeah, it had to do with him using his left. I apologize.
No, don't worry about it.
I actually seemed like I was a bit offensive with my, but it was just because I didn't know anything.
No, that's okay.
It's because I talk like I know something. Talk.
You are the most. First of all, you're extremely funny when you're consciously trying to be funny, and you're even funnier when you're unintentionally funny.
But no, my favorite part is that I explained it, and she's like, "Wait, but the left foot."
I'm sorry,
Amy. Sometimes, Amy, I love how inappropriate we can be.
I actually do that. I really was certain I was right, and I couldn't have been more wrong.
You're not hurting anybody. You didn't hurt anybody. Okay, it was just a funny thing. You know, you blurted out my left foot. I love it. I did not know
he was a left shoes, but
he was a shoemaker. and then, by the way, he eventually made his way back to acting and left the shoemaking industry when he was offered the starring role alongside Leonardo DiCaprio in Gangs of New York.
Oh, really? He did that for five years before Gangs of New York.
Correct. So he took a break that lasted 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow is right. He just
felt that way too. You just want to go reconnect with yourself and stop being in the business and stop with all the insanity that comes with it and stop. I don't know what it is. You just want your life back. You want your life back.
What's the one where they're like, you try to get out, but they suck you back. That's what happened.
The Pacino line in Godfather 3.
Yeah. Right. All right. So the next one is Lorelai and Rory are at Luke's, giving Luke a hard time about his new menus. Mm-hmm. And Lorelai says, "Why'd you get new menus?" Luke says, "It was time." Lorelai says, "But I had made little doodles and my name hidden in them on each one of them, just like Hirschfeld." Mm-hmm. So Albert Hirschfeld is an American caricaturist best known for his black and white portraits of celebrities and Broadway stars.
Wait a minute. Caricaturist.
Leave it. She can't say it. It's so good.
No, say it. She can say it.
Caricaturist.
There you go. Boom. Yeah. Nailed it.
I just said it really quickly, guys. but anyway, in addition to Broadway and film, he drew politicians, TV stars, and celebrities. And in 1977, he drew the cover of Aerosmith's Draw the Line album.
Yeah, he drew every famous person there was for the New Yorker, right? Didn't he?
No idea.
New York Times, New Yorker. He was everywhere.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So this is the part of pop culture where we're really getting into musicals because of Brad.
Okay, good, so, good.
Here we go. So the teacher welcomes Brad back to school, and she says, "We welcome back Brad, who's fresh from Broadway after a successful year's run of Into the Woods." Brad says, "Thank you. It's good to be back." Paris says, "Sit down, Mary Martin."
That was great Peter line. Pan. Great,
was
great
Mary
line.
Martin Peter Pan?
Oh, Peter Pan.
Yes. She was Peter Pan and also Mary Von Trapp from Sound of Music.
Oh, wow. Talented.
On Broadway. Yes. And so Into the Woods is a 1987 musical with music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim and a book by James Lapine. The musical intertwines the plots of several Brothers Grimm fairy tales, exploring the consequences of the characters' wishes and quests. Which was then made into a movie in 2014.
Yeah, and it was like kind of bad, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was the best. It was with Meryl Streep, Anna Kendrick, Chris Pine, Emily Blunt, and James Corden.
I knew James Corden was
in it,
but
so funny how James Corden's in so many random musicals.
Totally.
Cats.
Should we take a moment to just honor Chris Pine, who might be in the top position for me on the Chris's right now?
Really?
It's Pratt and Pine for me.
Really?
Has been just kind of cracking me up with all that press he's doing for that Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, see, I'm more of a Hemsworth right now with Thor.
Where do you place Evans?
Chris Hemsworth.
Actually, you know what? Evans is pretty up there, but because of Thor.
And we got a movie to do, and you got the hammer. And I take the hammer, and then I've got my muscles. My wife got all these muscles.
Are you Hemsworth, then Evans?
No, I'm Evan, but currently I just saw Thor. So I think it's just like fresh on
my mind. Hemsworth is, okay.
Hemsworth is Thor. Evans is Captain America.
I just saw Jurassic. So Pratt, I think I'm Pratt Pine.
I didn't like the new Jurassic.
Okay. First of all, it got bad reviews and I loved it. I loved it so much. I literally loved it. I loved everything about it. And I'm sad inside that there's not another one.
Yeah.
Oh, I rewatched all the first five. Before I saw number six, and then I already bought number six so I can watch it again on streaming. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Don't be discouraged by those reviews or by what Tara just said.
Go watch. I mean, I still watch the whole thing.
I thought the action scenes were some of the best action with dinosaurs I've ever seen.
You want to know my bones pick with that? Is I just felt like he didn't have a relationship with, what's her name?
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah, I just felt like there was no chemistry. That was my issue with it. Yeah.
I thought they were completely in love. My bone to pick with it is that Christopher Palaha, who I love, had like one line. I was like, this guy is so hot. Why does he have one line? Do you know who he is? He's the handsome man from Wonder Woman, but he was on that awesome CW show. Just Google it, everybody. Everybody Google it.
I'm in all these movies. I don't watch them. I'm always on the set, you know.
Oh, man.
Keep going.
All right.
It was Shiri Appleby and Christopher Palaha, and they had a kid they didn't know about. Come on. So good. That guy is so hot. Okay, go.
Okay, so we're still talking about Broadway. So Rory says,
"Are we?
We sure are." Well, I mean, pop culture wise, not when we go off the rails. So Rory says, "Hey Brad, good to have you back. How was Broadway?" Brad says, "It was great, but Nathan Lane is a very bitter man." So, Nathan Lane is an actor who started on Broadway in 1981. His most famous role was The Producers on Broadway, and he's currently on Only Murders in the Building and The Gilded Age.
I love him. But you know what I just thought of? Like, I wonder if these celebrities that get referenced ever had like a bone to pick, to use our own things. Because like Nathan Lane isn't bitter, but it's just for the joke. But it's like, I wonder if any of them ever like watched it and were like, wait, what?
Or is it flattering that they were put?
They are flattering. Yeah. I'm sure it is flattery.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. So the next one, we're still, this is now after class. Louise says, did you get to keep your makeup? Madeline says, What about your costumes? Because that seems great. Louise says, ooh, unless you're doing Les Mis. Madeline says, or Cats.
Oh.
So Les Mis is a musical and film adaptation of Victor Hugo's 1862 novel of the same name. Victor Hugo has been used in pop culture many times, as we know. And Les Mis is the longest running musical in London's West End. And the film came out in 2012 starring Hugh Jackman.
What about Cats?
Well, then film? Cats is another, well, I was getting there. The Cats is another Broadway musical. Based on the 1939 poetry collection of Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats by T.S. Eliot, the London production ran for 21 years while the New York Broadway production ran for 18. And that's the one that James Corden also played.
I know. And Jesus. I had to hate watch it because everybody talked about how it was the worst movie ever. So then I was like, well, now I need to know if it's so bad. Which I literally could watch like 20 minutes of it.
I didn't even try. I didn't even try.
I don't even know if it was so bad as it was sort of like dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'll give it another go. I love watching things that are bad.
I do too, just because I sometimes like them.
Okay, really fast. Everybody go around and say there are two like supposed worst movies that are amazing. I'll go first.
Oh,
Grease
wow.
2, Megalodon. The Meg. That's what it was called. The Meg. It's about a megalodon shark.
Like what bad you, movies that were amazing.
Yeah. That like everyone's like, that's so bad, but I love it.
I don't know why.
Day After Tomorrow also. Just give it to me.
Wait a minute. Is that the
Jake Gyllenhaal, Dennis Quaid, the world is ending, and Dennis Quaid's like going through snow to get to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Isn't John Cusack in that too?
That's the other one, 2012, which
yes!
also.
Yes, they're terrible.
They're so good. They're so bad. Yes! They're
no, there's one about aliens coming to Earth, John Hamm. And Jennifer Connelly, what is that called? John Cleese is even in it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the aliens come to Earth and it's like this big, huge.
Is it a Roland Emmerich movie? Like,
I think it
oh
might
my God.
Be.
Aliens are coming be. To work with John. I mean, coming
the
to
The day
Earth
that Earth stood still?
Yes, that one. Yes.
I thought that was Keanu Reeves.
That was Keanu
Reeves. He's also in it.
As
yeah.
the alien.
Yeah.
First of all.
And there were some like really good parts about it, you know, that were kind of cool.
You can never criticize
And then really
Keanu.
Bad stuff. There were some yeah. really like absurd
2012
stuff.
Is right. amazing with John Cusack. That movie and Woody Harrelson. It's so bad. It's amazing. Any others? Tara. Worst movie that's awesome.
I don't know. Like I'm so easy. Like I'll watch anything, but usually like all these rom-coms, like I'm obsessed with them just because I love a good rom-com and they usually get hated on. So I don't have a specific one. Not on the top of my mind.
Oh, I think a watchable, horrible film is
the best.
Matthew McConaughey and Al Pacino in that gambling thing.
Oh,
you didn't see that? You didn't see that? Oh God.
Oh, no, wait, I have one.
Wait a minute. Matthew McConaughey plays an ex-star quarterback, college quarterback.
Oh, wait, this
who
is
got
coming
injured,
back to me.
Who got injured, and now he's like, he's a, you know, he works at a gambling business
what?
Where he's picking winners.
It's called Two for the Money.
Two for the Money. Yeah, Two for the Money. And then he gets recruited by Al Pacino. He's like, yeah, I see you got a pretty good record. I like to fly you up here to New York and wine and dine. And so he does, and he becomes a big star. And then it was just so bad. It was so bad that it was good.
That's actually. How I feel about so many movies. Are my favorite movies are so bad, they're awesome.
And Jeremy Piven's in it. It's like hysterically bad. It's so funny.
Tara, you have one?
Yeah, I remember because I just watched it not long ago. Have you seen Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates with Zac
Efron?
No, with
Anna Kendrick.
And I love that movie. I just think it's so dumb, but it was good.
I'll continue this as I think of more bad movies that I love. This
I'm going to start texting you guys when I
show.
Category.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
when
category.
You stumble upon one.
Yeah, we just start texting in the group text.
The 50 millionth time.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, so next one. Paris continues to be mean to Brad upon his return to Chilton. Brad says, Paris, this time on stage has been a very growing experience for me. I'm no longer intimidated by you or people like you. Paris says, I'm thrilled to hear it, Cheetah Rivera. I'm only saying it won't be a totally satisfying victory just beating Jerome Robbins and the rest of the losers here. I'd really like to take you down also. So Cheetah Rivera is a legendary actress, singer, and dancer best known for originating roles in Broadway musicals, including Anita in West Side Story and Thelma Kelly in Chicago. When she danced in West Side Story, she would get a bump on her forehead, but initially didn't understand how it appeared. When she did a leap, she knew her foot could reach the back of her head, but she had such extreme flexibility, she would accidentally kick her forehead and get a bump on it.
Hmm. Wow.
Fun fact. And Jerome Robbins is a legendary choreographer and won an Oscar alongside Robert Wise for the 1961 film adaptation of West Side Story and Natalie Wood and Rita Moreno. And he later received an honorary Oscar. And he was also fired from West Side Story after 45 days of shooting because they were 24 days behind schedule.
To this day,
he is the only winner of an Academy Award as Best Director for a job which he was fired for.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
All right. And moving on, this is Paris is annoying people in the hallways. Rory says, It's amazing how you managed to hide these bolts on the side of your neck. What is that? Just a really good cover-up?
That was a great line.
Yep, and she is referencing the monster Frankenstein who had bolts on the side of his neck.
That is correct.
Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein before she turned 21 in the early 1800s and is one of the earliest works of sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on. Suki's getting complaints about her food. And quoting a review, Suki says, they sent it back. My food, my four star, you haven't lived until you've eaten here, says Ruth Rochelle. Rochelle. Ruth Rochelle is a chef, food writer, producer, and the last editor-in-chief of Gourmet magazine from 1999 to 2009, and she has written 7 books. She's also known for ability to make or break a restaurant. With her fierce attention to detail.
Great.
Good for her.
All right, this is after Paris, after having her meltdown on stage when she finds out she didn't get into Harvard. She says, how could I have not gotten into Harvard? Five generations of Gellers have gotten into Harvard. Even if I was the Billy Carter of the family, the name is still supposed to carry Carter. Some weight. Jesus. So Billy Carter is the youngest sibling of Jimmy Carter. He also sold his name.
That was funny, actually.
Yeah. He also sold his name to a brewing company that marketed the short-lived Billy Beer. Mm-hmm. He was also involved in a scandal in 1979 when he
yes, he was.
What was that?
Yeah. What did
I
he
said,
do?
I said, well, he urinated in public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Public urination.
And he registered.
The president's brother.
Such a bad one. So weird.
But he was
like, you shouldn't go to jail for it, but like.
No, but he was a beloved character. He was actually a breath of fresh air. Yeah.
I just love Jimmy and wait. Are we talking about the Carters?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just love that Jimmy and Mrs. Carter have been married for like forever, like so long. Remember that picture? I think there was a picture of like Barack and Michelle and Jimmy and Mrs. Carter. Nobody? It's fine. Just Google it. It was so sweet. And they look so tiny. And for some reason, Barack and Michelle look so tall.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Carters are approaching, God, they're in their mid-90s.
They're like way, like 96. I think Jimmy Carter is literally 96. Mm, and he like beat cancer. And it's just like, oh my gosh, how old is he? Jimmy Carter. Age.
Let's look. Are you looking it up?
97.
Wow.
And Norman Lear, 100. Way to go, dude.
Mm.
Sidebar. Keep going. Oh, no.
I was about to tell you, that was it. We blew through the last three and that was the end of pop culture.
That was it.
Yeah. There was a lot of musicals in there. A lot of Broadway shows.
That was pop culture?
That was pop culture.
Oh, we plowed through that, huh?
That was great. That was great.
Wow. That was quite a...
We had a lot of sidebars. We should just let the people go.
Yeah, yeah.
Let them get back to their...
I like the sidebars. What's wrong with the sidebars? You got to have sidebars.
I'm going to literally go turn on 2012 tonight. Literally love it.
It's true.
So
two
good.
For the money. When Two for the Money comes on,
I watched Day After Tomorrow yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. And Dennis Quaid. He's so Dennis Quaid-y in it. And I love it.
The Day After Tomorrow.
It's the one Jake Gyllenhaal goes to like New York for some sort of like debate. And then the world, something happens to the like environment and the whole world is like freezing over.
Right.
He's in this snowstorm and Dennis Quaid has to like get his galoshes on and like save him.
Is this his galoshes?
People died and like it was so emotional and Emmy Rossum and Jake Gyllenhaal fall in love. And it's just
there's
like,
nothing
so good.
Quite like a leading man with galoshes. Just,
it's really,
just put me in galoshes. That's the secret to my, my fame.
2012 also great.
Oh my goodness. Well, okay. So we're
see you later.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap up pop culture. See you, kids. Hope you enjoyed it. We did. See, that's the thing. We never fail to have fun.
About halfway through, we forget that anyone's listening. Somehow that also happens. We're like, do you ever have that moment where I feel like we're just on a phone call with each other?
Yeah. It's like it's just like a Zoom meeting. Gone off, like, off topic.
I totally forget. No, I love it. I love pop culture. Sometimes I wonder if pop culture is more fun than the when we talk about the episodes.
But it's also because, like, I don't sometimes I don't pay attention watching it, like, through. I'm just like, oh, yeah, okay. And then, like, I get the notes or I go back and I'm like, oh, that was a
You realize, like, that really made sense.
Yeah.
That's not your fault. That's not your fault. If you can't pay attention to the episode, that's not your fault.
Because it goes so fast.
Like the Frankenstein one. I didn't catch that the first time.
Like I
the
did.
Bullets in the neck.
I did.
Really?
I got that the first time.
I just was like, oh, okay. And then I went back and I was like, oh, Frankenstein.
You didn't know what that meant?
No, I knew Frankenstein, but I think it just like went over my head. Like I was just like, oh.
Scott, you guys do talk super fast.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're like, just, you know, if you think too hard about Frankenstein, you miss the next thing. That's why these episodes, you got to watch them.
Think too
like,
hard about Frankenstein.
Because sometimes you're like, wait. Oh.
That was great. Wait a minute. No, I was thinking about Frankenstein. I didn't get any of that.
Talk to you guys.
I didn't get the launch codes. No, hey, wait a minute. No, in her defense, I thought Richard was just grimacing and didn't realize he was asleep. So, you know.
I mean.
What did I miss?
We should ask big. Everyone on Instagram. Or
I like, did in the last episode. Yeah. I told everybody to tell us. I think nobody thinks he wasn't asleep. Did I say that right? He was asleep.
I'm going to go back and watch it right now.
You'll see.
Okay, we're done.
Text us.
Let us know. Bye, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.